Think of auto shows and concept cars probably come to mind. Remember the cars of the future?
Cars with sensing probes that follow the road with no help from the driver. Cars without steering wheels. Cars without transmissions.
New technology and new styling, that's what concept cars are all about. And after being virtually absent from auto shows for the last few years, concept cars are back with a vengeance. NPR's Sonari Glinton has this report from the big auto show in Detroit.
Car executives, techno music, and crazy new concept cars. It must be January in Detroit.
Ladies and gentlemen, introducing the Chevrolet Bolt EV concept.
Its code name is HCD15, but we call it Hyundai Santa Cruz.
If you could use innovation to build the ultimate Ford performance vehicle, what would it be? Well, here's an idea.
Ah, Detroit, the birthplace of techno music. Anyway, concept cars tell us much more about the current state of the auto industry than the future. All these cars at the show are pretty normal. Bill Visnick from Edmunds.com says it wasn't that long ago that concept cars were just plain whack.
But some of the really wildest of the wild that I remember back then was Chrysler was very big on plastic cars. They were going to make all plastic cars.
I got just one word for you. Plastics. Visnick says car companies can be really insular. They can convince themselves that the future is in, say, plastics. But concept cars allow automakers to do test runs before they sink an average of $1 billion into a new car.
And that way, if it falls flat on its face, you can just sort of open the closet and put it in there and never show it again. And there's really no harm, no foul, other than the money that you've spent up to that point to develop it. It's really expensive now to bring a vehicle to production, any kind of vehicle, and then have it fall flat on its face in the market.
Now, car companies have abandoned the really crazy ideas for designs that are much closer to reality. The new concept cars are ones you're more likely to see on the road.
So what we're looking at right now, this is Honda's FCV Concepts, and it showcases the styling evolution.
Angie Nucci is with Honda. She says the companies don't just learn about whether consumers will accept the whole car, but also about the parts that go into them.
I think for a lot of manufacturers, and for Honda too, it's an exercise in figuring out how is everything going to fit together, and also we can gauge some early consumer reactions to the vehicle.
From Honda, now to Buick. I'm standing in front of a Buick concept, the Avenir, that car geeks here are raving about. It's supposed to show the public what direction Buick is going in. It's a long, low car with a swoop back, and it kind of screams luxury. Michelle Krebs, an analyst with Autotrader.com, says there's a dollars and cents reason for the reemergence of these prototypes and passion projects.
More concept cars and more performance cars and more sexy cars are representative of the booming economy.
Building and moving concept cars from show to show isn't cheap. So when the economy is bad, they're the first thing that gets cut. But Krebs says they can be really vital.
There's ego in it. But the other thing it does is it allows people to be creative. They don't have the constraints of a production car. Designers need to be thinking way out there, and some of it's not ever going to see the light of day, but you want to keep creative forces going.
Krebs says, as silly as some concept cars are or have been, they help make the cars we actually drive better. From the Detroit Auto Show, Sonari Glinton, NPR News.